High school students can earn a varsity letter for a number of activities. The one that most often comes to mind is for sports. Billings Senior High soon will offer its first letter in science. Several school officials say this is the first one of its kind that they've heard of in the state. One component of earning that recognition is community service.
So my name is Will.
I'm Sierra.
And we are science wizards. And we like to train baby dragons to shoot fire.
Last Friday, members of Senior High STEM Society performed a science magic show at Newman Elementary School.
So this is my friend, Doug the Dragon. You want to get me to like the podium? So Doug here is just a little baby. So we're going to be teaching him how to blast some fireballs. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Students in grades 3 through 6 sat cross-legged or on their knees on the gym floor. They squealed and clapped as 14 members of Senior STEM Society demonstrated the magic of science. Craig Beals is their faculty advisor.
We created STEM Society as part of a 5-year plan to increase enrollment in our upper division science classes.
The organization is run by the Society's executive board and its members. Mr. Beals says he just assists. For example, he worked with the varsity football coach to develop criteria for members to earn a letter in science.
Part of that is tied to their grades, the classes that they take, and their community involvement in STEM-related things.
Like this science magic show at Newman Elementary. It was the first full show the STEM Society put on this school year. The Society got its start in the last school year. Senior Andrew Driscoll enjoys sharing his interest in science with the younger students. His plan is to enter Montana State in the fall in the mechanical engineering program.
When I go to college, it's kind of something I want to study more with mechanical engineering. And it's just really fun, applicable to real world stuff, and it's really fun to do it for kids like this.
Driscoll is working to earn a letter in science this year as part of STEM Society.
To date, Jackie, I have not heard of anything like the STEM Society that they have there.
Angela McLean is with the Office of Commissioner of Higher Education. Among her duties, K-12 partnerships with the Montana University System. The former high school teacher also worked on STEM projects as Governor Steve Bullock's former lieutenant governor.
When I left the classroom in Anaconda, I had something on my chalkboard that said we need to create the change we want to see in the world. Well, these students are creating the change that they want to see in their world, and they're doing it one day at a time by their own leadership, and that's remarkable, and they're getting a lot of joy out of it, and I think at the same time, they're learning by leading, and at the end of the day, there can be nothing more important or profound than that.
A number of Montana schools have active STEM programs, according to the president of the Montana Science Teachers Association, but he says nothing like Senior High STEM Society. And State School Superintendent Denise Juneau praises the program, especially for its community involvement.
And the idea that they're going down and teaching younger students and getting them engaged in the STEM fields, there's nothing better than that. I mean, those young students really look up to those older students. I mean, those are their role models. And if they can see that they are engaged with science and math, I think that just goes a long way.
The STEM Society is finalizing what the science letter will look like, but they think it will be similar to the lapel pin that's in the shape of an atom that their faculty advisor, Mr. Beals, wears on his black lab coat. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.